BBC News at Fiona MacDonald. Israel has been widely criticised in the United States for its decision to ban a visit by two congresswomen who've spoken out against its policies towards the Palestinians. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, demanded that Israel reverse its decision. The pro-Israel lobby group AIPAC said every member of Congress should be able to visit a US ally. Gibraltar has ordered the immediate release of an Iranian supertanker seized 6 weeks ago by British Marines and local police. The ship was suspected of carrying Iranian oil to Syria in defiance of EU sanctions, but Iran has provided written assurances that the vessel won't go there. A young woman in El Salvador is being retried for murder in a case that's prompted debate about the strict ban on abortions. Evelyn Hernandez became pregnant through rape. She says she miscarried, but she was convicted of homicide after prosecutors said she'd induced an abortion. Pakistan says three of its soldiers have been killed in an exchange of fire with Indian forces along the line of control that divides the disputed territory of Kashmir. India has denied reports that five of its own soldiers were also killed. Egyptian officials are investigating the forced removal from hospital of a man who had been diagnosed with AIDS. The case in the northern governorate of Garbia prompted outrage on social media after videos and pictures of the incident were circulated online. Italy has allowed five migrants described as psychologically disturbed to come ashore from a rescue ship. The charity Open Arms said 142 others remained on board. And the Australian tennis player Nick Kyrgios has been fined $113,000 after spectacularly losing his temper during a match in the United States. He'd sworn at the umpire and smashed rackets. BBC News.